You're more comfortable on the inside?
I mean, I'm just a football player. So when it's outside, inside, I'm ready to play wherever.
You played more on the outside last year.
Correct.
What's the difference for you? I mean, what kind of skills? Like, what do you have to pay attention to closely when you're working on the inside, maybe compared to the outside?
I mean, when you're inside, you have a little bit more run fits. But, I mean, if you're playing man coverage, it's man coverage.
You don't have the sideline to work with, though. How much does that change? You know, you're working right. more in open space. Does that right. change your technique at all? Or
yeah, I mean, like me being inside, I have to be more aware of my help. So, like, I have to play to my help more.
But having a good year you had last year, Tremaine, has to make you feel better about being in the spot, does it not?
Right, definitely. I mean, like I said, like, I prepare every week like I'm a starter. So, like, this is nothing, like, I mean, I don't feel like this is anything different or like this is anything new for me because each and every week from the offseason to the preseason to now, like, I prepare like I'm a starter.
They brought in Walter.
Right.
You know, paid him to come in here for a year.
Right.
You know, from Seattle.
Correct.
They've been at the corner. I mean, does this group have to take a step down or a step back now that he's gone and you're in?
No, I mean, I don't think so because I feel like each guy we have in the room could be starters. Whether it's me stepping up, whether it's Zach Bowman, or like whether it's bringing up a guy from the practice squad, I feel like we all have the skill sets to actually start.
Miguel, though, obviously you're not happy the guy got hurt.
Right? Correct.
What is your level of excitement that now you're in a premier role?
I mean, like you said, it is not a good thing that Walt is hurt. But then again, on the flip side for me, like I have to make sure I'm prepared and make sure I'm ready to go. I mean, just like last year, I mean, we got Webby hurt, Ross went down, and then me, you know, I had to come in and play. So, like, I mean, it's basically the same thing for me this year.
What about the fact that your teammates know you and have confidence in you? That's got to help. You know, you're not a guy who's they're wondering about, you know, who is this guy?
Right. I mean, I feel like everyone that's on the actual defense know I can play. So, I mean, they know it's not going to be a drop-off at all.
When you're in that nickel spot, are you taking the slot receiver or are you taking the guy coming out of the backfield? Or does that depend on the call?
Mostly it's the slot wide receiver. I mean, you may have instances as to where you may have to switch it off and, like, I get the back. But that's rare. Okay. But most of the time it would be that slot guy. Correct.
He's devoted time to it.
Correct.
Have you practiced in a way that's focused on the nickel position, or have you been backing up several positions?
Well, since camp started, I've been all over the place. I've been right corner, left corner. I've been at nickel also. So, I mean, me personally, like, I don't think it's a big deal. Like, as far as me being outside mostly last year, because I mean, I just feel like I'm a football player. So, I mean, I'll do what I have to do to be great at the nickel position.